Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Playing Strange with Gamers. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be amazing. Got an awesome show planned for you guys tonight. Again, I am John, the DM of this host of this Island of Misfit Toys. With me tonight, we have the lovely Catherine Zerwinski.
That's the first time otherwise I've known been as introduced Squid. That way.
What's that?
It's the first time I've been introduced as lovely. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Next to her, we have Orbog himself, my narrative mentor of all things fiction and entertainment, J.S. Earls.
Thank you, citizen.
And above J.S. Earls, we have Aileen, Celeste Mora.
Hello.
And also playing third base, we have David Humanman, the man, the legend, the myth, Dave Clements.
Wait, yeah, let's get weird.
And then finally, we have the talent. Director extraordinaire Josiah Crandall.
Hi, I'm here tonight. Yay.
So
again,
freaking awesome show we have in store for you guys tonight. Left off with some creepy stuff on the big top. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and roll tonight's music. A big hand reaches around, actually two big hands reaches around to the outside, and a humanoid pulls himself out that has kind of white skin, and on his face he has like some red markings.
A little crept in there, huh?
And as he comes out, he's about 6'5" and probably has a 58-inch waistband.
My.
And he's carrying a large sledge axe with a butterfly engraved on the head of it.
Oh, well, you know, I had an axe once.
And he just kind of looks at you, and he's got a sheen of drool around his mouth, and he begins to actively start licking his lips as he's staring at you.
Good sir. You came from that big tent, right? You wouldn't happen to see a person? Oh, yay, hi. You know, and he talks about donuts a lot for whatever reason. And he's, you know, a mayor-looking fellow, Stumblefoot.
Orbog, what are you doing during this time?
Oh, when he says a mayor-looking fellow? I'm wondering. Well, I was kind of wondering what happened to my bodyguard, since he kind of is not guarding my body anymore. And I'm walking towards Pooh.
Aileen,
is that 12?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm kind of caught in the middle because I was past where the car is, but I wasn't quite to Callum.
Mm-hmm. So you saw Callum go in and disappear, and then you got this car thing going on behind you as this monstrosity of a humanoid comes out of this itty bitty car, and he's got a sledge axe.
I'm not entirely sure I would have turned my back on it. once I heard it. So it would have been more of a, I'm kind of looking this way, looking that way type thing. So I'm gonna just be real quiet.
This humanoid takes a step towards you.
He wouldn't be in that car, would he? Could you fit someone else in the car?
He starts kind of sniffing at you and licking his lips more rapidly.
You're not a friendly fellow, are you?
I give him a good look.
I must warn you, I don't like hurting people, but I will do it.
And I crack my knuckles, which happen to have brass knuckles on them.
Oh, you got your knuckles on.
Yeah.
He just cracks a wide grin on his face, and you see just a series of broken, jagged teeth in his mouth. And he opens his mouth. His mouth doesn't move, but all that comes out of it is just another... And he swings this sledge axe at you.
Uh-oh.
Does a 23 hit.
I can see it coming, right?
I mean, he swung it at you.
I'll just make sure I know. I don't think I have anything that... Okay. So I would do a dex saving throw to try to dodge. Or it's coming.
It's coming. This is 23 is like a 2 hit right okay. now. So
yeah, that'll hit.
I got that written in the wrong. Not shing damage. You take 11 points of slashing damage as this sledge axe bites into you.
Ow!
Okay, I go in and just like punch him in the gut.
Okay, I'll allow that, and then we're gonna roll some initiative. All right. So the clown is up first.
Who is this clown?
First thing he's gonna do is he's gonna take another whack at you with his sledge axe. Does a 27 hit you? Who?
Sure does. Yes.
All right. So he inflicts another 14 slashing damage on you. And then he pulls out this glass vial and he throws it right about here. And I need Orbog and Poo to make con saves, please.
Natural 20.
All right, you guys smell an acrid smell as this cloud of gas starts to envelop you. You don't take any damage, but until the end of your next turn, your speed is halved and you have disadvantage on all ability checks and attack rolls.
So speed is halved and disadvantage on
ability checks and attack rolls.
And attack rolls.
Orbog, it is your turn.
Okay, so can move.
Yep,
3 squares, right? Move up right next to him, right near Pooh, and I will introduce him to Rose.
All right, yeah, 31's gonna hit, and you dealt 19 points of slashing damage. Very solid hit.
Nice. I'm not raging because I'm acting mayoral right now.
So you take a gash into him, and out of this wound that Rose leaves behind, kind of like a blue raspberry syrup starts to seep out of him, and he looks at you and he's like, "Do you only have one attack?"
The experts say yes, so. And I will whack him again. If I can't, yeah.
He's gouting just this blue syrup out of him now. And he's looking... He keeps laughing louder and louder, but he's not looking very happy. Pooh, it is your turn.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and make an attack on him at disadvantage, though, right? With... You said we had disadvantage on attacks.
This is correct.
So he's not going to eat the blueberry syrup coming out of this guy?
No. So that's a 20 to hit, my first one.
That's going to hit.
Okay, so that first one will be 4 plus 4, so that's 8. Bludgeoning, and 2 psychic, and then I'll hit again. That will be... So that's 15 to hit.
That does not hit.
Okay.
He kind of ducks it. Dodges out of the way.
Bounces off. And then I use Fury of Blows. So I'm going to take 2 more arm strikes on him here. That's 19. That's 18. So that one was more than 18.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Okay, so that's going to be 5 plus 9 damage. 9 bludgeoning. 3 psychic. And then another one. So 13 doesn't hit, right?
13 does not hit.
Okay. But then since I'll use the open hand technique. So whenever I hit with one of my Fury of Blows, which I did, I'm going to make him, I'm going to make it not be, I'll make him fall prone.
Okay.
DC 15.
DC, like what? What's the save?
Oh, 15 for Dex. Sorry.
He rolled a 10, so that's a noob.
Yeah. So I just, run at him with a.
You basically beat him to the ground.
Yeah.
How do you like them apples?
All right, Aileen, it is your turn.
Okay.
And now we don't have to worry about disadvantage, right? Since he's on the ground.
Well, you don't have to worry about disadvantage because that was the end of your turn.
Well, I know, but Aileen, if she attacked,
she wasn't in the sphere.
Oh, okay, got it.
I'm already at disadvantage though because I have exhaustion. So.
I think that's just for skill checks, not for attacks.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I'm going to cast invisibility on myself.
Okay. So you are now invisible.
Okay. And then I'm going to come up behind him. Is that all I can do? That's all I can do. I don't get bonus actions except for that one spell.
Unless you wanted to give inspiration.
But to give inspiration, don't I have to play music, which means that my invisibility would be broken?
That is correct.
Okay, I'm going to stay invisible.
Okay. All right, so Clowny Clownface stands up.
Yeah.
Orbog, evens or odds?
I will say odds.
Evens. All right, so he picks up his axe and starts swinging away at the bugbear that just beat him to the ground. So he inflicts another 11 slashing damage on you as he buries this axe into your shoulder. And he cocks back again with another one. Oh, natural 20. Oof. All right, so, and then he does another 28 points of slashing damage as he just buries it in your neck. What's your HP at there, homie?
6.
Oof. All right.
I'll be fine.
And then that is the end of his turn. Orbog, it is your turn.
Did he get up from the ground?
Yeah, he stood up.
Okay.
Yeah. With this final blow, how do you want to do this, Orbog?
Orbog, you are muted.
Yep, all that glorious stuff you were saying.
Oh, man. I said, since he's my bodyguard, I'll be singing, "And I will always love you."
So, what happens is Orbog swings this axe and clefts off this clown's head. And as his jugular begins to spray arterial spray all over the place, as his body wobbles and then falls down, in this shower of blue raspberry syrup, Orbog starts singing a love ballad to Pooh.
Orbog, I didn't know you had such a nice singing voice.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
He does. I've heard his CD.
Orbog has an album?
I don't know about that.
I will take a second again and sit down, cross my legs, close my eyes, take a deep breath in and out, and I will use wholeness of body to heal myself for 27 HP.
Okay. How long does that take?
It doesn't. It's just an action.
Okay. All right. Well, we've covered some time here. Let's check in with our other people.
Do we have to?
Well, I mean, I'm inquiring minds, I'm sure, probably would like to know what happened to everybody.
We died immediately. Again. Maybe it'll stick this time.
Actually, you got better. You're completely healed.
I'm fine now.
Wilder. As you walk through this black door, you find yourself falling in blackness. And all of a sudden, splash. You are in water. And you can't touch the bottom. But it's so dark around you, you can't see around you either. So you can't tell if there's any, like, surface anywhere. You're just treading water.
This is not what I expected when I came in here. This is familiar. I'm going to go ahead and just swim around a little bit and see if I can find a wall or a ledge.
Yeah, you swim around for a while and you feel nothing, just water as far as you can go.
Hey, Pooh, Orbog, Aileen, Callum, Stumpy, anyone?
To everybody outside of the green tent, you hear Wilder just laughing and having a good time. And in between indiscernible words that he says, you can hear your guys' names as he's just kind of chuckling. It almost sounds like he's telling a story.
Hey, if anybody's out there, just like throw me a rope, just not attached to Pooh. This is not funny. Hello?
It sounds way too happy to be Wilder.
Yeah, something's off. And
you
I
might
mean,
be right about that.
Wait a minute.
I run back over to the clown car.
Okay.
I try to get inside.
You try to get inside the clown car?
Yes, I do.
As you open the door, you see more of that inky blackness as you open this door.
I close the car door.
Okay.
Well, there's more of that inky blackness in there. What?
Can I try to lift it up, though.
Okay. It feels like it weighs about 12 pounds.
Okay.
That's lighter than I thought.
I set it by the tent that we're looking, the green tent.
All right. Well, either we go in there or we go in the car.
I kick the car inside the tent.
It disappears.
That does not bode well. We also have another problem, gentlemen. Callum went into that tent over there.
What? Callum went in a different tent?
A different tent.
Wait, did Callum go in a different?
Are you telling the truth?
I may take back my forgiveness.
No, I mean, why would Callum go in a different tent?
Yeah, Aileen, why would he?
You didn't go into the one, you were in the one all the way.
No, right. I just looked at it, and then I...
Oh, I thought that was, I'm sorry,
yes,
I was confused.
Yes, he actually did go in the same tent, but Pooh believes you.
I was confused.
You just retcon it, don't you worry. This isn't live.
And
but it is.
Callum right. Went into this tent too.
Yes.
Callum.
Hey.
What's that, Lassie?
Hi. As you walk in to the green tent.
Eyes closed, ready to go. Fist up.
You find yourself just amidst.
I've been looking.
You find yourself amidst darkness. Yeah, complete. Like very reminiscent of.
I don't like this.
Previous days.
I close my eyes again.
You can't tell if your eyes are already closed or not.
Oh, I'm squeezing them shut.
Okay. You. No difference at all.
I cast light. On myself.
Nothing happens. You feel completely cut off from your magical source where you're at right now.
Oh, good. I'm gonna like back up towards where I came in.
There is no spatial anything around you. The only thing that you can feel that feels like any kind of a barrier is the ground that you're walking on.
I'm going to just fall back, kind of, as I'm trying to be like, find the door.
Okay, you feel the ground, but there's nothing behind you.
Oh, I'm just going to curl up and close my eyes.
And then you hear...
I told you I needed to spank that bad puppy.
Don't like that for you. I'm just going to like, drop Candy my head Jane. Between the knees.
No, there's no escaping what you got coming to you. You need to feel the repercussions of your actions.
And suddenly, you hear a voice shouting out into the darkness. And it sounds like Aileen's voice, but not quite. And you hear a crunching and a chewing. And you hear Aileen, but not Aileen, screaming out as if in pain. And you hear Zeus again.
Screams in southern.
I hear Zeus. You hear Zeus again. He goes,
"If he couldn't have the conduit, then he will feast on the failure that was within her. In his space between spaces."
Can I tell where Aileen's yelling is coming from? Not Aileen?
It's literally coming from all around.
I'll just close my eyes and curl up more.
All right. To the rest of you outside, you guys hear the sound of... kind of sounds like Aileen laughing and having a grand old time inside this tent.
Aileen, not Callum, because that'd be too obvious.
Well, that's different.
That sounds like you.
But it's not me.
You know,
how can we be sure?
Orba,
we can, you know.
I'm sorry, Mayor Orba.
Look at me?
Yeah, she's right there.
So, I see that hand.
What if we take down the tent? That's just all I'm saying.
We can't guarantee what that will do to our friends inside.
Well, I don't think that going in's the best option.
No, I agree with that. We are on the same page.
And, but we gotta get him out, so what if we take the inn out, and then there won't be a there if it's not here?
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but the bugbear's got logic. Things I never thought I would say.
I go over to one of the tent posts and see if I can tear it out of the ground.
Okay. You go to pull this out of the ground, and it's very rigid. And then you remember that this post and the rope that's tied to it, it's like the legs that it had been walked here on.
Which a tree pulled off. So maybe I... Can I... So it's very rigid.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't give at all if I pull?
No. Because as you recall, the tree actually rooted itself down.
Mm-hmm.
And it pulled again... It was basically pulling against the thing. And so... The tent essentially pulled its own leg off.
No, this isn't going anywhere. Could we give it a choppity chop, Orbog? Mayor Orbog?
I'm gonna cast detect magic on this tent.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yeah, you get heavy enchantment magic off of it, as well as a heavy conjuration magic as well.
Gentlemen, I don't think this is a actual tent.
Well, it did walk here, so... I think you've got a good point, Aileen.
Saw it walk here.
I don't think we're going to be able to take it down.
Yes. Well, we could burn it down.
Because that would help with our friends inside.
Well,
sometimes for the greater good, sacrifices must be made.
He's got a point.
This is
all right.
Gonna hurt them more than it hurts us.
We'll do this thing again. Lots of rope. Anyone have rope? That's a nope on the rope.
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to do with the rope, homie.
Well, you know, you tie it to another tent. Yeah. You tie it around yourself. You jump in. You pull. Get pulled out. That sort of thing.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying.
Can I look around, see if there's any rope around? Because I don't have any with me. I don't think. I've used mine.
Do any of you have... adventurer packs?
I do, but I used my rope.
Yeah, well, if anybody else has an adventurer pack, they have rope in it.
If anyone has any pack, they have rope. It's just the kind of rope.
While you guys are trying to get your rope situation sorted out, let's go back to Wilder. So Wilder, you have been treading water now for probably about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I would imagine my arms get a little tired.
Have you been shouting the whole time?
No, off and on. Don't want to make my beautiful voice hoarse.
Okay. Callum, amidst the screaming of hearing not Aileen being chewed on by something, you can vaguely hear Wilder's voice calling out for people.
Like for help. Like not his happy voice.
Okay, I'm ready for the rope now.
Hello?
I'll take rope.
Sounds more like he's shouting for rope.
Still waiting for rope.
Does anyone have rope? Yeah. Obog, do you have rope?
Just these Twizzlers.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I have rope. Would you like some rope, citizen?
I grab the rope from Orbog.
I'm just gonna like
tie it around myself.
Cover my ears.
Okay.
Tie it around. Leave me. Tie it to the tent post. Can I do that?
Yeah, you can. You can make a survival check, please.
Oh, I'm pretty good at surviving.
So Pooh, yeah, you feel like you got a pretty solid tie on this rope.
Alright, you
hang
on,
dude.
To this too.
Don't answer him. Don't answer.
Alright, so Callum. Okay. Wilder, just very faintly you hear almost what sounds like Callum muttering, "Leave me alone, just leave me alone."
Callum, hey, buddy, hello,
okay,
hey, did you walk into the green tent too? Are you real? No. You should answer me. I think we're stuck together, but not together. So, I'm gonna come closer to your voice. Maybe. Can I tell what direction the voice is coming from?
You sure can't.
Alright, I'm just gonna tread water in front of me. I'm coming, maybe.
Alright, Pooh, what's you doing?
Well, I am going to, hand the rope to Orbog too.
Hold on to this. When I give it two tugs, you start pulling back in. Sir Mayor Orbog.
I salute him, and I also light up a torch from my pack to go in with.
Alright.
Who are we sure this is the best idea?
Well, it may not be the best idea, but I think it's better than doing nothing.
Well, I'll give you that.
Here we go!
I take a running run towards the towards the tent.
Alright. You run through the tent. I mean, into the tent, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And you are coming out your own house in the Bugbear Village. And as you walk outside, you are watching as several abyssal druids are slaughtering the Sanders bugbears.
Hey, you stop that. Stop that.
And you see Christopher riding astride a horse top, laughing and giving orders to just kill wholesale.
Not real. Callum, Wilder.
Wilder and Callum, you hear Pooh shouting out.
Pooh. You're down here too?
I'm coming to save you.
No, I'm coming to save you. Never mind. Maybe you're coming to save me.
I've got a rope!
Oh, crap.
I head towards Wilder's voice.
You're not sure where the voice is coming from.
If I close my eyes and listen really hard, can I see if I can get a general direction?
I mean, you can certainly try.
I'm going to.
Okay, Pooh, you close your eyes real hard and you try to listen for... You start really trying to focus in on Wilder, and you feel yourself falling.
Okay.
To Orbog, who is no longer with us, I guess, and Aileen, you see the rope starting to zip through the doorway.
Orbog, do you have a handle on that?
He said he was going to yank twice if he wanted to come out, so...
I'm just saying we should probably make sure it stays within a certain range.
That's just one yank, so he'll be fine.
Pooh, you splash into what you're assuming is water.
Oh, a sweat.
But it's completely dark around you.
I still have my eyes closed. Still listening very intently.
Wilder, you hear a splash coming from behind you.
I turn around.
Sure is dark. You can't see anything.
Somebody there?
Yes, I'm here. It's Pooh. That's Pooh with a P.
It's Wilder with a W. Do you still have rope?
Oh, I've got lots of rope.
What's it tied to?
The tent and Orbog.
Orbog's not here.
He's holding on.
Fantastic. All right, I'm gonna come to you. So don't move. All right.
Right. Should I like hum or something?
La-di-da,
loo-dum-dum.
That works.
This is a little something I've been working on in my head. I haven't had a chance to sing it because my mouth has been closed. But.
Wilder, you are easily able to find Pooh.
Oh, do you still want to hear the song, Wilder? It's a good one.
I mean, eventually. Just lock it back in the head. Maybe we'll take it to Aileen. It'll be number one hit. But we should get out of here.
I give the rope two tugs.
Aileen, you notice that the rope got two tugs.
Orbog, that is the second tug, so let's pull him out.
No, he tugged it twice this time, so with that first tug, that's three tugs. He's happy.
No, we're pulling him out.
He didn't say three tugs and I want out. He said two.
I just grab the rope in front of Orbog and start pulling.
Alright, yeah, so Pooh, slowly but surely, you're eventually drawn out through means that you don't quite understand because you didn't see anything, and all of a sudden you're outside of this tent with Wilder cradled in your arms.
I set him down.
That was comfortable, but thank you.
Are you okay, Wilder?
I mean, wet and...
Yes, but... mentally. Are you all, I mean, emotionally?
Well, of course. I'm fine. So I heard Callum when I was down there. Did you hear Callum?
Yeah, we heard Callum. I'm going back in for him.
But...
Callum, from your perspective, Wilder's voice has stopped.
Here we go!
Oh, I don't like this idea.
Two tugs!
Jump back in.
Perhaps we should just say more than one.
Alright, so you jump back in, Pooh, and you are... back amongst your tribe again, except this time... Ma and Pa Poo
Poopa
are kind of hands bound behind their back, kneeled down with their heads forward, and Christopher's dismounting his horse and pronouncing death over them and telling them how big of a failure their son was, and that he's doing them a favor by relieving them of their imminent shame, because their son, the champion of Sanders, has abandoned them in their hour of need.
A mom, a dad, a Christopher. I know you're not real, but...
As you're talking, they can't hear you.
I love you.
And then I close my eyes again.
Okay.
And I try to focus to see if I can hear Callum anywhere.
Callum?
Yep.
You just heard Pooh say, "Mom, Dad, I love you."
You just keep hearing the "it's not real." Don't listen to it, it's not real.
Yes? I think I'm getting something.
Do you want me to roll again?
I sure do! Ooh. I'm not gonna give you nothing for free.
Well, I didn't figure.
Tone stop, so was it more?
Yeah, that's only a 14.
Okay. Yeah, you feel yourself fall a brief moment, and suddenly you feel just a lot of spindly legs crawling all over you.
Oh, well, that's not good. That's not good. Keep the eyes closed.
As they're trying, whatever they are, they're trying to crawl into your mouth as you, every time you talk.
Callum!
I'm pretty good at talking with my mouth closed.
Who has learned this?
And I still have some dirt stuffed up my nose. So, good there.
So I'm gonna be dumb and use this ring again, because it goes so well for me every time.
Okay, what are you doing?
Instead of light, I'm gonna cast sight on myself.
I like that.
Thank you. Thought of it with my own brain.
All right, so you cast this spell, and the ring gets incredibly hot. Apparently, the level that you are casting this spell at is beyond known arcana to be able to see where you're at.
How hot are we talking? Like, hot enough I need it off my finger?
No. Well, you can't.
Oh, good. It's there forever now. It's part of me.
It melts. But
it burns. Like, you've overclocked this thing beyond what... But suddenly you can see. And what you see doesn't make sense in front of you. but it looks like a nexus of realities that's swirling around you.
Howard?
And you are in between all... like, you're...
Would you say I'm in a space between spaces?
Yes.
I like that.
And in the distance...
You see Keith riding over.
I have concern.
Callum did something that I was not expecting. And Callum is getting rewarded with information. You see that.
This isn't better. This has not improved things for me.
And in one of his tentacle, it is chewing on something that looks very much like Aileen.
Do I also see the door?
You do not.
Great. I'm going to move as far away from that as possible. As quickly as possible. Thank you.
Okay, Pooh, you hear Callum yelp.
Yeah, that's a good sound for it, yeah.
Oh, that's a great Callum.
I focus really hard on where Callum's at, on the yelp came from. Still have my
eyes. What did you roll?
Shit. 15. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Callum, as you are wandering backwards, you feel a large...
scrambling.
As you are scrambling backwards, scrambling. You feel a large furry bugbear land on you.
Die, jump forward.
Callum, is that you? Are there any spiders here?
You do not feel anything crawling on you.
I'm going to look at this being. See if it's actually... like, if I look at his face, am I seeing 16 eyes?
No, you see Pooh. But actually, in where you're... the area that you're at, you see Pooh in a different way.
Pooh, we know.
He is radiant. Like, he's emanating a light.
Like a diamond.
Okay, Rihanna. You know, and he's wearing... for some reason, he's wearing a crown.
It's not real.
Pooh, you can't see anything. It is beyond dark here.
I know better than to open my eyes.
It's not real.
This place. So I'm still keeping them shut. Helps me focus. Helps me focus.
It's not real. It's not real.
Callum, it's me. I've got a rope. I've got Wilder. He's safe. You coming?
I don't believe you. Or, no, I don't believe that.
You don't believe that I came to save you?
I don't think you're you.
From behind you, Callum, and off in the distance in front of you, Pooh, you both hear a voice saying,
"Ah, so my dessert has showed up. Wait till I'm got the main course first."
That wasn't you, was it?
No. Callum? Nope. No.
I didn't remember the lips.
No. Do you know the door? The way out?
Yep. I have to give you a hug. Come here.
I would prefer not. If we could just...
it's safest. Right here. Bring it in.
I'm going to use my hunter sense on Pooh, because I don't trust that it's Pooh.
Okay, and what does your hunter sense do?
It basically just tells me, like, whether the creature has immunities and resistance and vulnerabilities and...
has all that you would recognize from one of your favorite prey, which would be a bugbear.
That's true. They are my favorite prey. Favorite enemy, I should say.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
I am not a predator. You see me? He will reluctantly step forward towards Pooh and just, like, hold his arm.
I pull the rope twice and then, like, bear hug.
By bear hug.
All right. Orbog and Aileen, you both feel the rope get tugged twice.
And Wilder.
No, Bog, you can't argue that that was pulled twice this time.
We can let go. Just let go.
No.
Olbog.
No, pull.
Okay, pull, fine, pull. I will go with
three,
what the people
two,
want.
One.
All right, you guys get pulled out of the inky darkness, and Callum and Pooh, you are back in the circus.
I just hit hands and knees and throw up.
I let go of you.
This is probably good. Good call.
Okay. Are we missing anyone else?
Stumblefoot's on his own.
Right, still Stumblefoot.
Yes,
I am going to get up and turn around and hit Wilder in the face.
Go ahead and roll that attack.
I'll allow it.
Go to Sage's portal and get you some dice.
Nat 20.
They come in clutch when it counts. No, it was a natural
when you
18,
tried it.
It was 18?
Yeah, a natural 18 plus some other stuff.
Plus, what's your AC?
That is a 14.
Striking. All right, that's going to be a hit, Callum.
One plus one, so 2 points of damage.
I actually get to have that because I have uncanny dodge.
Non-lethal.
1 point of damage.
All right, so yeah, 1 point of damage from as you dodge.
What the crap?
Did we not say not go in the tent?
I didn't know
sure
that was going to happen.
That.
Then why'd you go in the tent?
To save you.
Bull. I don't know. No. Would you do that? Would you actually come to save me? I think you found something that you liked, and that's why you went inside.
Do you know what I heard inside? People laughing. Do I look like the kind of person that wanted to go where there were crowds laughing? No. You disappeared, and there you were. So I came in after you, and what happened? Nothing good. Did you enjoy your time in there?
No. Oh. I'm sorry. Pooh, I'm sorry. Olbog, Aileen, I'm sorry. I slipped up, okay? I'm not dealing with the whole not drinking thing well, and I needed a drink.
Did you drink?
So I went. No. I got thrown in the drink, basically. Just a bunch of water.
Much
right,
different.
Pooh?
Yes, it was very wet.
All right, so can we leave now? I don't need a drink anymore. I mean, I do, but I'm not going to get one.
You guys hear the sound of small children giggling and laughing amongst the trees.
No, I'm not good with kids, so we should go.
I think that's something we don't want to mess with right now.
I didn't want to mess with any of this.
Well, to be fair, neither did I. I just... Sometimes we have to do... Speaking of Stumblefoot...
I mean, we've got a new mayor. So it'll be fine.
Yes.
Yep.
Go ahead.
John, you can't
Inflate
make people
his ego.
Disappear like this, because Pooh can't not...
Don't tell
people.
The DM what he can't do, sir.
I know.
I mean, we won't leave until we find him, so we don't really have an option until we have Eric back, so... Does Wilder appear to be okay, quote-unquote?
He seems very wet.
Well, that's a... But, like, symptom-wise, do we look like we're in the throes of it, or are we, like, coping?
That's a Wilder question, Dave. I can only discuss what he looks like physically.
We could talk about that all day.
Right. I think... I think at this point in time, Wilder is, he's coping with fighting with drinking. Does that make sense?
I understand completely.
He's handling it as well as he could, as well as he can. I would say the shakes aren't nearly as bad. They're much more mild
They're milder, if you will. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it will help. But Kelm will reach out and put a hand on his shoulder and not hit him this time.
And Wilder flinches just a little bit.
And I'll cast Lesser Restoration on him just to see if it alleviates some of the rough bits.
It helps. It takes the edge off. It doesn't make it completely go away, but it takes the edge off.
Then I walk away towards the entrance.
I untie the rope from this tent. I bring it over towards the big red tent and tie it down over there.
All right. Wilder? Just
1 second.
Who? What are you doing?
Just gotta go get Stumblefoot real quick.
Wilder, as he's doing this, you hear a voice coming from off in the trees. And it says in a not wheezing voice,
"My boy.
If you want to have a conversation, could you come out in front of my friends?
Why don't you come over here to me, Dunward? We need to have a conversation."
"We can have a conversation in front of my friends."
"I don't believe we can. And I'm not going to have control for very much longer. So why don't you come over here?"
Can the rest of us hear this?
You can hear Wilder talking.
All right.
Wilder, are you okay?
Yeah, Orbog's stepping close to him, too. He's concerned about his citizen.
I'm fine. I have to deal with something, so just keep an eye on me. I'm not really going anywhere. Just 1 second, and I will walk toward the voice.
Is he got? I feel like this is... Orbog, why don't you follow him? I don't think he wants a woman's presence if he's just using the restroom.
That's true, yes. And I do like to watch people.
No.
There goes that rating.
It's more talking about the fact that, you know, he's dealing with withdrawals. Somebody should go with him so he doesn't pass out in his own vomit.
Yeah, no, he was gonna tell him that he was gonna, when they got back to Orbog City, that he was gonna hook him up with some organizations too.
So are you following Wilder, Orbog?
Orbog deep?
Not too close.
Are you trying to be stealthy?
No. He's not trying to be stealthy.
He's the mayor. Okay. He doesn't need to be still.
Yeah, I mean, people need to know where I am.
All right, Wilder, you do hear Orbog kind of trailing behind you.
Yeah, I don't pay him any attention. I just keep walking.
Okay. You pull up next to a tree, and standing behind the tree, you see a familiar... lived in but dapper looking coat, and the brownish blonde hair and face of your mentor, not looking undead but looking like himself.
What do we need to talk about?
You don't remember why we need to have a conversation about what happened?
I assume you're talking about the dream I had that probably wasn't a dream?
The dream? Why don't you just say it, Dunward?
I stabbed you. And I ran.
And you left me.
And I'm sorry.
My boy, you have always been like a son to me. I'm not going to pretend like I approve of what you did. But if I taught you anything while you were with me, I taught you how to survive. And maybe you did what you
felt that you had to do. But in the long run, I just want you to know that I forgive you. And you need to learn to forgive yourself.
How do I do that?
I can't be the one to tell you how to do that. But running from your problems, that's not what I taught you how to do. Now play the man. Because you can be better than what you are. And he pulls you in and he embraces you like a father would a prodigal son.
And I sob like a baby.
Now, like I said, I only have moments of respite where I can wrestle control. And whatever happens going forward, just know this was the real me. And then he turns to ash in your hands as he crumples to the ground. And a large mound is made. And as you look down at your feet where he crumpled into, a large mound of dirt now resides. Orbog, from your perspective, all you saw was him talking to something behind a tree. And then he leaned in.
I'm going to take a handful of this dirt and stick it in a pouch that I have on my person.
Is this going to be the same pouch that you have Keith's crystal in?
Yeah.
All right. You have a pouch of dirt and a crystal.
Orbog's stepping towards him, but he's not like grabbing him or anything.
I made myself emotional with that sequence there.
Dude, this close. I fought it. I turn around to see Orbog.
Bring it in, big guy.
Sorry. I just wiped my eyes. Sorry, I had to see that. Just, never mind. I'm not going to tell you not to tell anyone, because sure enough you will.
I don't even know what I saw.
Good. Let's keep it that way. Let's go back to the others. And I walk back.
I'm going to tie this rope around this other tent.
Okay, you feel like you did a pretty good job.
All right, that should hold. Callum, Aileen, would you kindly hold on to this?
Feel sure, Pooh.
Well, I've got a check.
I was by the entrance, so...
It was nothing.
I run into this tent.
You run through the inky blackness of this tent. Squid, how long does your daylight spell last for?
Oh, it might be concentration. Hang on.
4 days.
This is 7 years.
Squid's daylight spell is why Alaska has 6 months of sunlight.
Oh, no, it's 1 hour, and it's not concentration, so it is up.
All day. All right. Pooh, as you run through this inky veil, you see a very brightly lit big top tent on the inside.
And I'll look around, I guess.
You see a set of trapeze in the middle of the center of the tent, and hanging from one of the trapeze, tied up and gagged, you see your dwarven friend. And below him, you see a cage that has two creatures that have rather large fangs and manes. Circling underneath of him.
So, okay. Cages, are the tops open?
Yes.
On them?
Yes.
So he's hanging from the trapeze like he could fall into this cage. But the cage, I am not inside the cage. The cage is in the middle.
The cage is in the center.
They cannot get to me.
No.
Is there any way to close the cage?
The top of the cage?
Yeah.
No. It's just a circular cage. There's no top to it.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
Okay. And then you see one of them stick its nose in the air and
does a deep inhale, and then it turns its attention in your direction, and it just stares at you.
Is there a tightrope up there?
There is not.
There's not a tightrope. So it's just the trapeze?
Yes, sir.
And he's hanging from one of them?
Yes.
Okay. I think. Large animals. Men on the flying trapeze. What do I...
As you're muttering to yourself, you see one kind of void itself into a shadow and then nothingness. And then it reappears on the opposite side of the cage.
Oh. Okay. That's not good. Not a good thing.
Well, so can I get up to the trapeze at all?
I mean, you can try to climb the pole up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go down into the center of the tent and you get about halfway up the pole and then your rope goes taut. To everybody outside of the tent, you see the rope go completely tight.
Well, that's not good.
Okay, so that's...
I climbed down a little bit, so it's not tied anymore. I climb all the way down, and then I just walk out through the door.
Okay, yeah, you walk out.
Stick my.
Well, good news, it's safe in there. Actually, Bright, looking at you, Callum. Nice work. Bad news, the mayor, Stumblefoot's in there, he's tied up, there's a bunch of, flashy dogs of some sort.
You can make a nature check if you want to see if you know what they are.
Okay. That's a 9, and my nature isn't great. Minus 1, so an 8.
Yeah, you don't know what it is.
I don't know what they are. Wink, wink.
But...
some sort of scary-looking animal with sharp teeth, and they turn into shadows. But we can go rescue him if we all go in there. I promise it won't turn into... water or scariness.
I don't think us all going in at one time is a good idea, Pooh.
No, a very good point, Aileen, but a couple of sets of hands, at least, maybe to help get the good mayor down might help.
Well, that might have some bearing. Shall we draw straws for it?
I can go.
I mean, sure. But we all don't need to go, so maybe straws is the best way.
What?
Anybody have straws?
Orbog said he'd go.
That's
Come
fine.
On, Orbog.
All right.
Let's do this. Let's save a mayor, Mr. Mayor.
Are they going to be strong enough to pull us out or something if we need...
We can just walk out.
Okay.
I think between the three of us left that we should be okay.
I would assume so. We could channel Gareth's spirit and help.
I feel like he's here among us already.
We walk in, Orbug and I, hand in hand.
Okay. Well, you walk into the same scene I just set for you guys, so.
Okay.
So there's the mean things, and there's Stumblefoot. So I'm thinking, I'll climb up there, I'll jump and grab him, and then come down.
Sounds like a suicidal plan, and I support it.
All right. Let's do it. You make sure those doggies don't come after me.
So I go ahead and climb up that pole this time without the rope.
Okay. Make a athletics or acrobatics check.
18. 18 on that.
Okay. Yeah, you make it to the top of the pole pretty quickly.
So I'm at the top of the pole, and then I'm going to try to get to Stumblefoot. Is there any sort of trapeze bar that I can grab onto to do so, or am I going to...
Nope, they are both hanging straight down, so they're not tight. They're not pulled up to either platform at the top of either pole. Okay.
Yep. So how far away would you say Stumblefoot is from...
So it's probably about 30 feet out.
Okay. I'm going to use my use the rope that I brought with me.
Okay.
Tie one of my brass knuckles onto the rope.
Okay.
I'm going to use it to try to throw it out there onto one of the trapeze bars and haul it back in towards me.
Okay.
See?
Are you using the old noggin?
What should I roll for trying to get the rope onto the trapeze bar?
I'm going to call that a dexterity.
Okay.
Yeah, you're able to get that over the trapeze bar.
Yeah, I start pulling it back in towards me.
Funny thing about those knuckles that you're using.
Yeah.
They don't really grapple. So it makes a nice spin around it. And as you're pulling, it starts to pull the trapeze towards you. But when you start to create enough of that fight against gravity, it's not grappling on to break friction, and so it eventually just unwinds itself and comes off.
Well, all right, we're doing this the old-fashioned way, old bug.
You said 30 feet, is that what you said?
About. Oh god, are you gonna jump?
Yeah, I'm gonna jump for it. Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm going to go ahead and jump down into the cage with the dogs.
What?
I'm going to take my my quarterstaff out and try to land on top of one dog while hitting another dog with my quarterstaff. And I will use. I have a slow fall for fall damage.
Oh, okay. So many things we need to do right now. I wasn't planning on killing anybody tonight, but...
No, who's got this?
I wish I had your faith, Josiah. Wow. Okay. Orbog, you watch as Pooh jumps off the ledge into the pit with these beasts. And he slows his fall to land on top of one. Go ahead and roll a... I don't even know how to... land one of these. A dex. Go ahead and roll a dex check.
18.
Okay, you slowly land on top of one of them.
Yeah, no. 18 is fine. Yeah.
And then go ahead and roll your attack on the other.
Okay, our quarterstaff. 15 to hit.
That does not hit.
Would it be a sneak attack?
Do you have sneak attack?
I have surprise attack.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that a surprise round.
Yeah,
because they were fully aware that you were there.
Yeah. All right, so that one doesn't hit.
Could Orbog try to throw javelins or something to help him out?
I mean, you can throw javelins. It wouldn't affect his roll because you would have had to call that before he rolled
it. Right. Yeah.
All right, so it didn't hit. I'm in the cage.
Well.
Okay. I guess we're rolling initiative. We went from something that was supposed to be a puzzle into a combat situation, so
It's
there's
still
that.
Puzzling.
We shall build something in your honor.
All right.
Just so you know, yes. I had a plan. It just didn't work like I hoped it would.
I have a feeling that happens a lot to Pooh.
Yeah.
So first thing it does, one shoots its tongue out at you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a 24 hit. I'm assuming it does.
Yep, it does.
It does 9 piercing and 10 necrotic damage.
Okay.
On its first attack, and then it swipes its claw at you. Does a 14 hit?
Nope.
Okay, so the first one misses with its claw attack, but the second one takes a swipe at you with its claw attack.
I'll take that.
Does a 19 hit?
Yeah.
So it claws you across the face for 10 points of slashing damage. And then it's going to bite at you. Does a 9 hit you?
Nope.
I'm assuming not. So it takes a bite at you and you kind of duck out of its way. It is now your turn.
Okay, I'm going to hit it with my staff. Does a 16 hit?
It does not. So it blinks out of the way. It flashes out of existence and it appears in its place again after you swing.
I'm going to go ahead and try to hit the other one more time with my staff.
Okay.
No, it's not going to hit either.
All right.
And then I will use spend a key point to disengage. And then should have read that earlier. Oh well. Disengage, and I'm gonna run up the side of the cage now.
Okay.
I can move along vertical surfaces when I run.
So. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So that happens as they chase, but they aren't able to catch up with you.
Nope. That didn't work.
I thought I was going to kill a Pooh Bear for a second there.
I had an out if I needed it, so.
Well, Bog, that was unsuccessful, to say the least. I don't know that I'm the one that needs to figure this out, but nobody else wants to come in. Whoa. I'm gonna stick my head out again.
Calamask is dead.
As you start to stick your head out again, the lights in the tent go low.
Uh-oh.
And you hear a voice behind you say,
"Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my big top. I would beckon you not to leave so soon, as there is plenty of time for us all to have fun."
And as you turn around to see who's there in the middle of the cage, in the middle of the ring, you see a man wearing some well-worn but dapper clothes with
blondish brown hair and a big smile. And he says, "Welcome to the circus of Fenric Coldwater." And that's where we're going to end the show tonight. So anyway, thank you to everybody else out there in listener land and to our studio audience. We appreciate the participation and we hope you had a good time. If you out there who are listening via podcast are interested in seeing what these live shows are like and some of the stuff that we end up editing out, feel free to subscribe to us at Patreon. We have actually changed the subscription levels. So for just $5 a month, you can watch these shows live as they happen. We have perks at all three levels. So please check us out on Patreon. If you don't have money to spend, hey, totally get that. No pressure. Feel free to support us by just word of mouth and telling your friends about us and writing a review or rating us or subscribing or whatever. You know, every little bit helps. That puts us in front of more people. And we, like I always say, we always want this to be as big and weird and wonderful as you guys want it to be too. So any kind of support, yeah, we sincerely appreciate. So we appreciate you all. We love you all. And thank you. And we'll catch you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
You have been listening to the Playing Games with Strangers podcast with the voices of John Haryu, Catherine Serwinski, Dave Clements, J.S. Earls, Celeste Mora, Josiah Crandall, Eric Campagno, and Steve MacDonald. The theme music was written and performed by Steve Arthur, used with permission. Find more of his music on Facebook or wherever you purchase music digitally. Please review this podcast wherever you download it from to help other podcasters find our podcast and join our community. And once again, thank you for listening.